Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast episode. What are we on, 28? Or is this 27? We are on 28. What? Crazy. So I'm really excited because this week we are going to start a three-part series. And this is the first time I've ever actually done like a three-part series. But I wanted to show you through this series, which is called How to Transform Your Life in 30 Days. I wanted to show you the power of just tiny little changes, tiny little shifts in your life. I didn't discover this power until I attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which was my health coaching school. And during the entire year that I was in that school, I would learn little habits to implement each week. And at first I was like, okay, this is really slow moving. Like, I want to do more. I want to transform my life like right now. And by the end of a year, though, I looked back and I was a completely different person. But to be honest with you, it felt a lot more painless than it had like back in the day when I was trying to, you know, when you like decide you're going to do, and I know you decide this, especially the beginning of the year, we decide we're going to do just this giant overhaul and we're going to change everything all at once because we just like we want it to happen so quickly. Because we're so impatient, like we don't want to wait for the transformation to happen. And also we think that for some reason we've gotten in our heads that transformation and change has to be difficult and that if it's not painful, if it's not difficult, then it's not working. But through implementing tiny little changes each day and taking tiny little steps toward your goals and your habits each day, it's crazy because it just sneaks up on you. And one day you wake up and you're just this completely different person, and it's really exciting. So that's what I want to show you in the next 30 days. So it's going to just be the next three episodes, this episode and two more episodes. I'm going to teach you through. I'm going to guide you through some of the coaching practices that I teach in my own coaching practice, some of the most powerful coaching concepts that have changed my own life. So, I mean, this is good stuff. I recommend that you tune in and you implement everything, share it with your friends, get your friends joined in so that you can have some built-in accountability buddies. All right. So before health coaching school, I was really flaky when it came to like habits and goals. I didn't have clarity on what it was that I should focus on. And then also I didn't know how to create habits that would actually stick. For me, my biggest problem was being super lazy and procrastinating all the time. I would tell myself that I was going to do this starting this day and that I was going to do better. And then like the day would come and I would never take action, or I would get really excited and I would take action and then just burn out eventually, or just like the excitement would be gone, the motivation would be gone. And for me, this looked mostly because before health coaching school, I didn't even know that there were other parts of my life to focus on besides my body and what my body looked like. So I was so used to dieting all the time. And I was really good at sticking to a diet for a good like 15 to 30 days. There was one time where I stuck to one for 90 days, really like strongly. But then eventually like I would just fall back into my old ways. And then that taught me that like there was something wrong with me, or that I was a failure, or you know what I mean? But it was actually, I learned later on, it was the way that I was approaching my goals and habits and trying to do too much at once that was really the thing that was sabotaging me. So I want you to know that one major key to successful habit building is to first identify and then revisit each part of your life that needs the most attention at any given time. So we talk about this thing called balance, and I've heard mixed reviews about it, but I've heard many women complain that they hate the word balance because there's no such thing as having balance. Now, I personally really do like the word balance, and I think what helps me enjoy that word is that I don't approach it dogmatically, meaning I don't think that you either have balance or you don't. So I don't take it literally, like, to have perfect balance, because yeah, that's not a real thing. But to me, balance is best approached using an all or something approach, which is what we talk about in this podcast. So it is important to assess and understand in what areas of your life you're doing well, and then what areas need some attention. And then as you place attention onto certain areas, some of the areas might slip a little bit, and that's okay. So it's like a teeter-totter. But that's why you consistently assess. So you do, I can't think of the word right now. Like when you assess your finances, if you can think of it, let me know. But you consistently assess, and you that way you don't let something pile up so high or slip so far out of balance that you feel overwhelmed, and then you end up just burying that thing until one day it gets just so big that you can no longer ignore it. And that's just the worst feeling. It's driving me crazy that I can't think of the word that I'm trying. Audit. There it is. So you want to do a consistent audit, and I recommend every 30 days. So take this next 30 days as your first life audit. Start to make the changes that we decide that you're going to implement together. And then once you feel comfortable with the habits that you're building or the goals you're working toward, then you can do an audit again. Decide if you want to keep working on the same areas for the next 30 days, or if you want to move on, or if you want to work on some of the same areas and move on in some of the areas. But that's the awesome thing about checking in often on where you are in life. So there's a tool that I learned from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition that I absolutely love. And this tool really helps me identify which areas to work on at any given time. This tool is called the Circle of Life, and I'm going to take you through it in this episode. So if you don't have the time right this moment to sit down and complete this exercise, then go ahead and just go along with me. And as I'm speaking, just think about the areas that might need more attention in your own life. Usually before even going through the exercise, I'm able to at least have an idea of what areas I want to focus on. So I recommend going back and completing the exercise when you have a moment, and then save the exercise so you can complete it at any time. So just remember that it's available. You can either save it, like bookmark it on your desktop, or you can just write it down somewhere, because you can just Google it. I always just Google Circle of Life exercise. Don't just Google Circle of Life, because then you'll find yourself looking at pictures of the Lion King and crying, but Google Circle of Life exercise. Now, keep in mind that I talk about goals and habits a lot interchangeably, or I'll say goals and habits because I think they're both important, but keep in mind that there are goals and there are habits. So what I've learned and what I've heard from the experts is that if you focus on habit building, that's going to lead you to the goal without you like trying to have to force your way to the goal. So it's a more consistent, holistic way to go about it. So like I said in the beginning of this episode, you change your habits slowly, and then all of a sudden you notice huge changes in your own life. And that's kind of how it is with habit building, is you can have a goal in mind, but focus on the habits that will get you to that goal. So I used to work at a place where we would get tested. So the job was captioning telephone calls for the hard of hearing. And we were tested a lot in that job for our consistency, because it was so important for us, or for our accuracy and our consistency, because it was so important for us to be really accurate with the telephone calls that we were captioning so that our customers could clearly receive their captions and understand what was being said. Now, it was really rare for people to get 100% on these tests. So it was basically like a test call would be sent to wherever it is that you were captioning, like a mock telephone call, you would repeat what was being said word for word into a Dragon software, and so they would grade you based on like what percentage of words that you got exactly right. I was somebody who got 100% like over 10 times in the time that I worked there, which was like unheard of. And people would always ask what my secret was. And everyone that I would supervise was like, I want to be like you and get 100%. And I always told them it wasn't me trying to get 100%. But ever since I got this job, it started in training. I implemented every a suggestion that was given to me. I practiced often, and then once I got out onto the call floor, I continued to practice so much, and that I really took pride in my work. And so I got 100% without ever thinking that I wanted to get 100%. I just wanted to do the best that I could. So I took the steps to do the best that I could, and it led me to that 100%. So that's just an example of how what you focus on will get you to your goals, like faster and more consistently than actually just reaching and striving for just these far off goals that you set for yourself. All right, so let's get started. I want you to click the link in the show notes titled The Circle of Life Exercise. And you can either print it out, or for me personally, I just like to draw my own blank sheet of on a blank sheet of paper. So the circle, you're going to draw a circle, and it looks like a pie that's cut into 12 different pieces. And each piece is labeled with a different section or a different topic. And the topics are as follows. These are all sections of your life. So there's creativity, finances, career, education, health, physical activity, home cooking, home environment, relationships, social life, joy, and spirituality. So label all those, and once you have all your pie slices labeled, you're going to place a dot in each area of the pie based on your level of satisfaction in that particular area. So if you're more satisfied, the dot's going to go closer to the edge of the pie, like the outward edge. And then if you're less satisfied in that area, then the dot is going to go more toward the center. And once you've filled in a dot for each space, take a moment to connect the dots. The areas that appear to be more caved in are going to be the recommended areas for you to focus on for the next 30 days. Now, for the purpose of this 30-day process I'm taking you through, I recommend selecting up to the top three areas that need the most attention. That's up to just three at the most. And using those for guidance to set your goals and the habits that you will be working on for the next 30 days. So I'll go through a few examples of habits that you can build based on each area or goals that you can strive for. That way you can either use one of my examples or you can come up with one of your own. But this is just to help get you thinking. So for creativity, is there a hobby that you want to practice more of? For example, painting, playing a musical instrument, dancing, etc. These are all good things to focus on for the area of creativity. Even journaling could be a good one, just journaling every morning. Then there's finances. You could set a goal or work on the habit of saving more, spending more if you tend to be frugal with your money. Maybe you want to work on some money mindset practices. So something that I learned from Marie Forleo is every time that you spend money, just say to yourself, there's always more than that. There's always more where that came from. So you can work on developing a healthy mindset with your money. Then there's like abundance work. So if you want to work on manifestation or something like that, manifesting more money, you can do that if that is your cup of tea. For career, you can do some more professional development. So you can work on becoming better in a certain area of your career. You can work on any career goal that you have. So this can be inside of the career that you already have, or maybe you have a goal to become an entrepreneur. What's one thing that you can start working on that can get you closer to that goal? Or if you're miserable in the job that you're in right now, how can you start looking into another job? How can you prepare yourself to leave that job in the near future? for education. You can work on developing better study habits, paying attention more in class, or signing up for a class if you're not even in school to begin with, but you want to be. Then health could be experimenting with eating more veggies, so finding ways to add veggies into what you're cooking that you actually enjoy. Adding in some supplements that you want to try, so this could be some superfoods or maybe some supplements that you've heard from as a recommendation from a health coach or something like that, adding those in, or even just something like eating out less often. Maybe you're eating out every day and you want to minimize that. Then there's physical activity. You can have the goal of moving your body regularly. And by this, I don't mean like deciding you're going to go to the gym. I just mean working on finding ways to move your body throughout the day, whether that's dancing, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, walking through the park, all those good things. Then you could have the goal of getting into the gym a certain amount of times per week, or you can go into a new workout class and implement that into your workout routine. For home cooking, you can invest in a new kitchen tool to experiment with. That's going to get you excited about cooking, so it's going to make you cook more often. So that's a good example of, say you have a goal to cook more often. How can you get there? What habit can you build? You can invest in a new kitchen tool that's going to put you in the habit of experimenting more with different recipes, and then you cook more naturally. So we just got an air fryer, and that has definitely got me experimenting a lot more. Improving on your meal prep process, actually getting consistent with meal prepping weekly. Then you could set a goal to cook at home more often. Then for home environment, you can get in the habit of cleaning up after yourself, creating a chore chart for your family. This one's a game changer. Purging your closet, so doing a spring cleaning, and now's the time to do that. Get rid of all the clothes that you're not wearing and start adding in pieces that make you feel fantastic. Fantastic. And then relationships. Do you want to be more thoughtful with your partner? How can you start to do that? Do you want to be a more consistent friend who actually shows up and follows through with commitments? Do you need help setting boundaries in your relationships, not allowing somebody to belittle you or bring you down, or, you know, maybe you need to spend less time with certain people? In your social life, do you need to have more friend dates? Maybe like one girlfriend date a month where you and your girlfriends all get together and you, I don't know, have some wine and gossip. I know that sounds really cliche, but I really love to do that. So that's what I suggest if you're into that sort of thing. And then if you live in Vegas, I'm your girl. And then joining a club to meet new people. So joining there's an app called Meetup, which I haven't had the courage to actually meet up with one of the groups, but you can join different clubs based on people with similar interests and you can meet up with them. Or you can even take an online course on how to make friends as an adult. And that sort of thing does exist, because maybe you know how hard it is to make friends as an adult and you want to know, how can I get this ball rolling? And then joy, you can do something that brings you pure joy. You can practice doing more things that bring you pure joy, such as playing board games. I know that makes me happy. Dancing, cooking more, having more sex, alone or with somebody else or with multiple people, whatever you enjoy, self-care, etc. And then for spirituality, maybe you can implement some meditation practices, some self-love exercises, which, if you haven't signed up for my self-love challenge, that is at laurenkepler.com, and that can help you get some self-love exercises going. Or you can join a church or a spiritual group with like-minded people. So those are some options that you can focus on for each area, and I want you to choose just 1 to 3 habits total that you can work on building for the next 30 days. If you do more and you overwhelm yourself, then you're not going to follow through, and then you're going to be frustrated, and then you're going to think that you're a failure, which you're not. So just start small. For now, as in this moment, these habits or goals can be something general, like cook more often, etc. But we're going to narrow them down in just a minute. So pause this audio if you need to, especially like throughout. I hope you've been pausing up to this point if you've needed some extra time. Like you can literally come back and access this audio anytime you want. So take your time. All right. So now that you've chosen your top three habits, I want you to write them down. Let's plan them out and get more specific. I want you to choose how often you'll need to perform each habit, for how long, etc. So let's take you through a few examples. Let's say that there's a hobby you want to practice more often. I want you to choose how often exactly you want to practice that hobby each week. So for example, I want to play my guitar once a week. Another example, I want to cook more often. How many meals per week do you want to cook? And the key here, as I've said, I'm going to remind you again, start small. You just want to build the habit in, and then you can build on that. And we'll talk more about that in a second. So if you're wanting to do something like sign up for a class, that one is more of a goal. So break down the steps that it will take for you to get there within the next 30 days. So do you need to research the class? Do you need to save up for the class? Do you need to contact the instructor, register? Break all of it down into small goals so that you can take one step at a time. That way it's not such an overwhelming goal. So now that you've broken down your goals, your three goals or habits, we're going to break them down even further. Now for the next week, I want you to just focus on getting started with these habits. So what I mean by that is if your goal is to work out 3 times a week, then you can start by just packing your gym bag every night before you go to bed, or 3 times a week before you go to bed. The reason I say this is that for me, that's one of my habits actually that I had to build, is packing my gym bag every night before I knew I was going to the gym the next morning. That way I don't wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm already running late. I'm in such a rush. I can't go to the gym because my gym bag wasn't packed. Literally, it's all packed. All I have to do is get dressed and brush my teeth and fly out the door. So the idea and the reason that you want to take your habits slowly is so that you're taking away all potential barriers, all excuses that might get in the way of performing each habit. And you're focusing on those things first before you're actually consistent with the habit. However, don't hold yourself back if you feel ready to step further into the habit right now. I've noticed sometimes when I work with coaches, I'm further ahead than they think I am. And so sometimes I feel like they're actually holding me back. So I want to make sure that if you're already somebody who is used to working out 3 days a week, then if you want, you can jump right into that habit or right back in if you've kind of been off track for a while. So if you're ready to hit the gym 3 times a week, go for it. Just remember to design it into your life in a way that you can practice long term. So for me, I work out 5 days a week. And I've learned that I have to go to the gym, first of all, first thing, for 2 reasons. One, so I don't find an excuse to get out of it because I just get so tired in the afternoon, like, or I don't know, I just get complacent. And two, the gyms in Vegas are so packed all the time that I'm not going to want to go to the gym because it's not enjoyable when it's packed. So if I go right before school, then it's less packed and then I'm less likely to find an excuse to not go. And I only go for 30 minutes at a time. Like I just do a quick 30-minute workout. That way I don't have to wake up so early that I'm going to dread it or that I'm going to skip waking up. And I also don't dread it because I don't feel like the workout's dragging on so long. I know we've been taught that we need to work out for like at least an hour if we're going to the gym, but honestly, do whatever works for you because it all counts and it all is good for you. And it's better to do just 30 minutes than nothing at all. That's why we do the all or something method versus the all or nothing method. So, and that took a lot of experimenting. That took a lot of failure for me to figure out that that was most realistic for me. I did set a lot of goals when it came to the gym that I didn't follow through with. And it took me enough self-compassion and enough practice to learn that, like, this is what works for me. And then on the days where I don't have school, I will go to a workout class, and that's where there's people, like, it's more of an accountability thing. I know that I'll actually show up, first of all, because I love the classes, and then second of all, because I don't really have to think. I just show up and I just do it. So all that being said, if within the next 30 days you fall off the wagon, no worries. You did not fail. Just ask yourself what went wrong and then how you can do better next time. Then pick right back up where you left off. And that's the only way to find what works best for you and your own personal situation. I can't tell you what habits to build in your life and exactly how to build them because I don't understand your life the way that you do. So you need to figure out what works best for you. And then another tip that I have for you comes from the book called Atomic Habits, which I'll include the link to that in the show notes. A lot of the guidance that I've talked about in this episode so far was inspired by that book. And something that's taught in the book is to stack your habits onto things that you're already doing, or stack your habits onto other habits so that you'll remember to actually do them. So for example, instead of just saying, I'll meditate for 5 minutes a day, get more specific and add that onto something that you're already doing. So you can decide, I'll meditate for 5 minutes, 3 times a week after my weekly workout. So say you've already set a habit or a goal to work out 3 times a week. So it's really easy to throw meditation onto that, especially if you're just adding 5 more minutes. And then that makes it more likely that you'll follow through, and then it helps you seamlessly transition from habit to habit in a way that sets up your day to flow smoothly. Now that you've planned everything out and you've gotten really specific, the next step is action, implementation. And I want you to either enter daily alarms into your phone to remind yourself of the new habits until they actually stick. Another option I like to use is called a daily check-in. So at the end of my morning routine or before I begin my work, or before class starts, like if I show up to class early, then I'll write down the top 3 habits that I'm working on to remind myself. And then at night when I'm about to go to bed, I'll check them off in my journal before I go to bed. So for you, you can also write these down on a mirror or your fridge or wherever they're visible to you. Or you can grab an accountability buddy, share this episode, have somebody join you. The only thing about accountability buddies that I found is that it usually doesn't work out because it's like 2 people trying to find accountability. And so they're both kind of flaky and not used to being consistently accountable. So that system hasn't worked out for me thus far, but for $50 a month, I can be your accountability buddy. So if you want that without flakiness, if you want somebody who's actually going to show up for you, then you can DM me on Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler, or you can find me on Facebook at Lauren Kepler and ask me about that. And that's all there is to it. So between this week and next week's episode, I want you to just focus on getting clear on your goals. Write them down, set up daily reminders, and take action, even if it's just one tiny step. So if you follow through with everything I teach you in this episode and the next 2 episodes, you'll see a major life transformation in just 30 days. Now imagine repeating this cycle every month for the next year. Where would you be? So the All or Something takeaway from this episode is to remember that skipping a habit or a goal for a day, a week, or a month doesn't mean you should give up. Just reassess, come up with a plan of action, and try again until it works for you, or until you decide that the goal or habit isn't right for you and you're ready to move on with a different one. So I hope that you got a ton out of this episode and that you're excited to dive in and take action. Next week, we're going to talk about the mindset work that you'll need to do in order to make these habits stick and to change your life in a way that actually lasts long term. So I can't wait to talk to you again next week. I keep grabbing accents this episode. Glad it's over. But until then, until next week, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.